Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Top of the hour, Fantasy Sports Today. No football tonight here on this Tuesday. Of course, a lot of focus will be on Major League Baseball. It's the final week of the regular season, and it could come down to the very last day of the regular season. That's why there could be a playoff on Monday. There is an off day set for that. We'll see if it ends up happening. Let's get to our headlines here on Fantasy Sports Today on this 1 o'clock Eastern hour, 12 o'clock Central. White Sox Carlos Rodon, going to see if he can throw, test his sore arm on Wednesday. Keuchel's been okay. Giolito's thrown so much. Dylan Cease has been hurt. I don't know. I mean, can the White Sox get through Houston in this first-round series? We'll have to see. Giovanni Bernard day-to-day with an MCL sprain. He got involved very heavily in the action this past week with the Bucks trailing, and we'll see if Bernard can suit up this week against the New England Patriots. Same goes for Rob Gronkowski. X-rays on his ribs were negative, and he should play this week against the New England Patriots. And George David Letterman showed up yesterday at Media Day for the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know if you caught this yesterday. If you didn't, you're in luck.
Dave from Basketball Digest. Kevin, KD, why do people call you KD? Can I call you KD?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh. Right.
And my second name, my last name. My second name. My last name is Durant with a D.
KD? This year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
I just got off the phone with the Dolan family. And they said that they're talking to the commissioner now. They're looking at working a contractual deal that will allow you, when you're not playing for the Nets, days off, you'll be able to play for the Knicks. Comments?
All right, Dave, that was the last one.
I'm sorry, was that a comment?
That was it.
How about you? Do you have a comment? Wrap it up. Okay. I'm being told my time is done. Have a great year. Thanks. What about the Pelicans? When you guys play the Pelicans, does it kind of make you giggle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I got. That's it, everybody. Thank you. Good night. Okay.
Good job, Dave.
I have to go make some calls now.
Tough act to follow. We'll go to Brian Mahoney, Associated Press.
Late.
Well, George, that was unexpected yesterday. And it was funny is that it didn't start to make the media rounds until like the evening time. He just like, I mean, I'm sure he didn't randomly show up. It had to be pre-done. I mean, come on, let's get real here. But of all the places, David Letterman shows up at Nets Media Day. I assume that we're going to find out that this is for something else.
Oh, it had to be. All right. Come on. Letterman's pretty much been a recluse for since he retired from late night. So, I don't think he was there by accident. I'm sure he was playing for some reason, for whatever it is. I'm a big David Letterman guy. Used to love watching him at 12:30 on weeknights. So, go, Dave, go. And that was pure Letterman. You know, you never know what he's going to do.
Yeah, and were you like a Letterman guy? Were you a Leno guy? Were you a Conan guy? Who did you watch? I mean, don't say Carson because you're going too far back for people here, George.
Carson's probably before me. I did watch some Carson, but it's before me. Letterman's the guy, right? Yeah. This guy when I was in college, it was Letterman. He was my kind of guy because he didn't mind making a fool of himself. He didn't care. He just didn't care. I thought he was funny. You never knew what he was gonna do. I mean, wearing a Velcro suit, right, and trying to stick himself to a makeshift wall, dropping things off a building to see what they would do, talking to Peg across the buildings from himself because they were on the same floor. I mean, the stupid stuff that I would think about doing. So, yes, I was a big Letterman guy by far. I liked him more than Leno, Conan, all these other people.
All right. A little bit later, George, we're going to preview the Buccaneers and New England Patriots. In your opinion, as far as a regular season NFL game is concerned, what is the hype level you think on this game coming up on Sunday night?
Oh, it's massive. I can imagine that CBS and Fox are not happy that NBC got this for the Sunday night game. They wanted this to showcase probably a 4:30 game on Sunday afternoon. This is massive. I mean, whether it should be or not, take your choice. But it's the Belichick and Brady. Do they really like each other? Who was to their run here? Is it more Brady or is it more Belichick? You know, Brady's going back home here. And doesn't he get a chance? He needs like 68 yards to set the record for most yards. Just happens to be on this night. I mean, forget this. This is going to – the ratings for this, I don't know if it'll be the best all time because there's so many alternate programming there that, people will watch other things. But I think it's going to blow away a lot of records here. Everyone's going to want to watch here. I think the game's a blowout too.
All right, well, we'll see. Sunday night, final game of the weekend before the Monday night game, and that will be a huge one that we will be discussing throughout the week. All right, coming up next, for those of you getting ready to play fantasy basketball, like our producer Brett Levy, it's probably important that you get a little bit of a head start, because guess what? In less than 2 weeks from now, you're going to be drafting, and you're going to be wondering, who should I take first, second, third, fourth? Where do we take Kevin Durant in fantasy basketball leagues? Is Jokic the first pick?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Do you take Giannis? So, you know who's more qualified to answer those questions than me? It's my producer, Brett Levy, who spent many years inside the NBA. We're going to bring him in next and tell you how you can make a couple of free bets over on Underdog. And we'll give you that promo code as well. So stay on the grid. Be right back.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, folks, being on the grid has its perks because today we're going to give you the opportunity to get a free wager in here, prop bet wager, just by simply making a deposit and using a promo code. It does not get any easier than that. Of course, maybe it does a little bit because you got to download an app. But I'm assuming you have some room on your phone or your tablet. So do it now. Download the Underdog app and use the promo code GRID. That's GRID. I know you know how to spell it already, but I'm telling you anyway. GRID, that'll get you involved and let you get basically one free bet if you make a deposit. And I would encourage you to give it a shot, see if you could win some money, and hopefully help you out. Now let's bring in our producer, Brett Levy. And of course, Brett, we just heard from Kevin Durant. NBA Media Day around the league was more or less yesterday. I know that there are some teams that, you know, kind of stagger it out. I was watching some of the videos there, trying to get a little bit of an edge as to what could be happening in fantasy basketball. And I know that you're very much dialed in, and the NBA season is, I believe, a month away or a little bit less than a month away. So it's time for us to start taking a look at the early best ball season drafts.
Yeah, just under a month away. Training camps for most teams starting today, as everyone had media day yesterday. The Brooklyn Nets actually flying all the way out to San Diego for training camp. I think it might have something to do so Kyrie Irving might be able to participate. Maybe he wouldn't be able to in New York City. So we'll have to keep our eye on that stuff, Craig. But yeah, very excited for the NBA season and lots of great storylines this year. And we'll see if the Bucks can repeat.
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee was a huge surprise if you consider winning the championship. Pretty much everybody wrote them off after the year before. But our focus here is, Brett, it's going to be taking a look at NBA best ball average draft positions. So what I'd like to do is go through the first five or six selections, and then we'll get some of your best bet selections. You'll also have to explain, by the way, how this would work if you were to use the Underdog app, because I am not familiar, so you'll have to enlighten us here. But here is the ADP thus far. Nikola Jokic, number one overall, should be no surprise. Giannis, number two. Luka, number three. Steph Curry, 4.5. James Harden, 5. And then Kevin Durant, 5.5. So, naturally, look, you know how fantasy drafts go, Brett, whether it's baseball, football, or basketball, or even hockey. All the top guys are pretty much slotted, and you just take whoever drops to you. But when you look at the top five or six players this season, what stands out for you?
Well, I guess what stands out most to me, Craig, is we have a guy in the league, Russell Westbrook, who's been averaging triple doubles 4 of the last 5 years, and he's not going in the top six here. I would probably have him over injury guys like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, who have missed significant time over the last few seasons. So that's something that, I'm newer to fantasy basketball, as I was in the NBA for a few years, so I couldn't play for a few years there. But getting back into it, that's something that stood out to me. Another guy that's not there that kind of fills up all the stat sheet boxes, right? Steals, rebounds, blocks, assists, points. LeBron James not in there. Right. Now, LeBron, older, and obviously playing with Westbrook, not so much of a shooter. Anthony Davis, some injury questions as well. So maybe that's playing into this a little bit. But he's another guy that, I mean, you're getting him right now, 7, 8, 9. Like, wow, what a steal, Craig.
Yeah, and I want to go back before we get to some of your best bets. Let's talk about Luka here for a minute. Because I think, Brett, if I'm not mistaken, and you'll tell me, you know, if you feel differently, but if you watch the first 2 months of last year's regular season and you said who is the number one overall pick in fantasy for the next year, I think everybody would have said Luka. So is there value, you think, with taking him third overall? Do you think that maybe he should go two or should go one? I understand that, look, Dallas doesn't have necessarily the players around him that maybe some of these other players have. But as an example, why would I even dream about taking James Harden or Kevin Durant or even Steph Curry over Luka at that point?
Right. I think there is value in taking Luka at one. I think, you know, we'll see some of his numbers go up. He's going to be playing for Jason Kidd, a new coach. Apparently, some of the rift may have been with Coach Carlisle. I don't know if that's true or not. But, you know, that's some of the stuff that's being reported that, you know, Jason Kidd's in there, new coach, new start. And look, Jason Kidd, one of the best point guards ever. Luka will have the ball in his hand and he'll have someone helping him out who's been there, done that, won a championship with the Dallas Mavericks, which is pretty cool. Obviously something Luka's trying to do. And I'm a believer in Kristaps Porzingis, whether other people are, and doesn't really matter to me. He's a 7-foot player that blocks shots, can shoot threes. There's value in having that player on your team, no matter what his rebounding may look like. So, you know, I think that's a good secondary option for Luka. I think, you know, he's a guy that you have to guard, Craig. You can't just leave Kristaps Porzingis out there alone. He's going to make you pay.
Yeah, and look, there are some people who love Porzingis, Brett. There are some people who can't stand him. I know that a lot of people had him off Dallas last year, involved in different trades. You know, Ben Simmons is another player that still is out there. I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot about him. Would Simmons be a fit in Dallas? Like, we'll have to keep an eye on that and see. All right, Brett. So best bets on the Underdog app for you here. Let's roll through these here. I'll read them off and then you'll tell me, you know, one by one, so, you know, sort of why you chose these. We'll start with SGA from Oklahoma City, his ADP 31.5. We have Jaylen Brown of Boston at 37. Tobias Harris of the Sixers at 43. Clearly with no Simmons, you would expect this number. Maybe he's down. I don't know. You'll tell us, but I would think it would be up. DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs, who had some really big games last year, 48. And Spencer Dinwiddie of the Washington Wizards, 68.5. So, I mean, you've left some intrigue here, Brett, because I don't know if the ADP means you want to go over or under these. I'm assuming that some are over, some are under. How are you figuring out these?
Yeah, so these are actually all guys I would take swings at above ADP. Okay. So, like, these are guys like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's getting the ball in Oklahoma City, and he's a phenomenal player, Craig. His first 2 years in the league, his teams made the playoffs and performed well above expectations. Last year, he was hurt. I think he probably could have come back, but what was Oklahoma City playing for? A draft pick, so really doesn't make sense to force him back, rush him back, or anything like that. So he comes back nice and fresh. I love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think he's getting all the shots, all the assists. any stat is going to him. Jaylen Brown is a guy who I expect to take a big step forward this year. No Kemba Walker, no Evan Fournier, Marcus Smart, more of a defensive guard. So I think Jaylen Brown, who obviously shot the ball very well last year from three, will get even more shot attempts this year. His ADP at 37, I think you want pieces of the Boston Celtics on your roster. So I would probably even pick him like at 30, you know, 7 picks earlier, something like that. Tobias Harris, I think he's going to get more shot attempts. No Ben Simmons, or at least no Ben Simmons as of today. So Tobias becomes the true second option on that team next to Joel Embiid. I like that. DeJounte Murray is a player I personally love. Other people may be lower on, but playing for San Antonio, playing for Greg Popovich, he actually got to sit behind Tony Parker for a little bit in the beginning of his career. I'm a big believer in him, his athleticism, his skill set. Not a 30-point scorer or anything like that, but a guy that can get you 20 a night and probably drop 8 assists as well. Spencer Dinwiddie said it best at Media Day. Sometimes the paychecks determine playing time, and he got a big check this offseason. He will be passing the ball to Bradley Beal all season. He's a guy that can average a double-double this year, Craig.
Yeah, hopefully Bradley Beal will be on the court this season. I guess that's a story for another day based on some of the vaccination stuff that's going on in the NBA for sure. Hopefully this doesn't become a huge factor in fantasy this year. Thanks a lot, Brett. Great stuff. We'll get back to more fantasy basketball discussion as we get closer to the season coming up next. George joins me next. We preview the Bucks and Patriots.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got a fun week of both college and pro football ahead of us, although we take a deep breath today and tomorrow because we got baseball tonight to pay attention to, at least that I'll be watching that, and I know you will be too, but if you're not watching live and you're not watching any of our shows live, what are you doing? Here's what you do. Download us on Twitter. How do you do it? Just follow us by downloading the app on Google, Android, or of course the iTunes Store. Or the App Store. And then what you do is you follow SportsGrid, at SportsGrid or at SportsGrid TV. Those are our two channels that we are tweeting from 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our hosts, all of our fun information, and helping you get an edge both in fantasy football and sports wagering. That's SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Well, naturally, the game of the week in the NFL that we can't talk about enough, both from a fantasy perspective, a props perspective, and we are going to dive heavy into this all week long, is going to be the return of Tom Brady to New England. And I cannot overstate just how big this is. You're essentially talking about, if not the greatest athlete of all time, the best football player of all time in Tom Brady, most Super Bowls, most championships, and everything else, decided to make the leap a little bit over, what, a year and a half ago to leave the comforts of Foxborough and join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That led him to a championship, shockingly. I mean, another thing that I did not expect to see happen last year. And so naturally, there's going to be a lot of emotions, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about that game on Sunday night this week. And Bruce Arians was the first one to comment on this matchup coming up this weekend.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, like I said, 98% of these guys, it's just another game. You know, we're playing an AFC team on the road, and we need a road win. But for two of them, it's huge, and it's the biggest story nationally, and that's all they're here about all week. But it ain't got a damn thing to do with their job, you know. just get yourself prepared to play and beat the Patriots, and let all the hoopla take care of itself.
Right. Thanks.
So we'll take care of the hoopla here, George. You know, there have been some really good regular season games in the past, and I think that there was like a Monday night game, I want to say, between Kansas City and Baltimore that ended up being insane, like 44-41. But, you know, this one is one of those where you want to see the beginning of the game, which is rare, right? Like, you could usually jump in on a game at any point and just be excited to see the finish. But this is one where it's like you want to watch this one. I don't know about the finish, but you want to see how it starts off, because you're talking about someone who's going to go into the Hall of Fame whenever he's done. And that bust is going to mention first the New England Patriots. So I can only imagine what the scene is going to look like Sunday night.
It's going to be wild. All right, so you're going back to Foxborough, whatever they call it now, Gillette. So it's going to be wild, right? I don't think there's any doubt it's going to be wild. It's going to be a lot of, I'm sure it'll be emotional as well, you know, for both sides there. I think Brady, we've seen more of his personality since he has left New England, which maybe tells you why he wanted to leave there so much. Because he felt closed in, like he couldn't be himself. You know, that's the way Bill runs things there. It's probably why he's been so successful there. I'm kind of, one thing that I generally never care about, but I'm kind of curious, is at the end of the game, win or lose, when they got the the 50-yard line, the game to congratulate each other. Do Brady and Bill handshake, embrace, give each other the finger? I'm kind of curious what's going to happen here. You know, that's what I want to know is, you know, do they brawl? Just drop the gloves and here we go. You know, because I think once again, I think Brady's probably more angry at Bill than the other way around. You know, it just seems like he's just not happy with how it, once again, how he felt constricted in New England, where he couldn't be himself, couldn't talk to the media, couldn't, I guess, show his personality to a degree. Gronk is just a nutcase. So I love Gronk. I said my favorite player in the NFL, but is there, I have to think, by the way, in a perfect world, that when Brady breaks this record, the 68 yards, that that passes the Gronk, if he can manage that. And there's always a chance, you know, he needs 42 yards. It ends up being a 44-yard touchdown to Mike Evans. Just worked out that way. But if he can really manage this, I think Gronk, he has all, I think he has plans to get Gronk the game-winning, the record-breaking catch.
Yeah, and look, to have that happen in that stadium would be unbelievable. You want to take a look at some staggering numbers. I'd like to show you some here. Look at what Tom Brady accomplished in New England. All the Super Bowl championships you could ever ask for. Several MVPs. I don't even know why I included Pro Bowls, because it's kind of silly, but 13 Pro Bowls. 17 division, is that right? 17 division titles in the AFC. He won 17 out of 18 division titles in New England. The one year he didn't, he was hurt, right? Matt Castle came in. 58 yards, or was it 60? 68 yards to break the all-time passing record by Drew Brees. And George, look, passing now is a lot different than what it was then. I mean, essentially now, I grew up in South Florida, and in watching Dan Marino, again, in watching football in the 80s, in the 90s, I thought there was no chance that anybody would break Dan Marino's records. Just because of the way that football was played at that time in the 80s and 90s. It was, you got to, when I would walk in, and I covered the Dolphins and the Buccaneers in person for many years. And when you would walk in, George, I would walk in and you would ask a player, what do you need to do to win this week? You know what the generic answer used to be? And you never hear this anymore. We got to run the ball and we got to stop the run. You don't even hear that anymore. It's like, no one even cares. And the Dolphins were just throwing the ball all over the field with Dan Marino. So I never thought that like five quarterbacks would break his records, but it's just a different game now. But that should take nothing away from just how long Brady has had to play to break this record. If he had retired after finishing up with New England, he wouldn't have broken it. So, I mean, it's an amazing feat that he's going to accomplish on Sunday night.
I mean, you mentioned how long he's played. We haven't seen this before. Not only is he playing forever, but he's still good. Very good. Great. And that's what's amazing to me. He's still playing at a high level. That the fact that he has that drive inside him, that he still wants to win. What is he, 44, 45 years old? Beautiful wife, kids, has all the money he could ever want. Hell, his wife has more money than he does. And yet he still wants to go through this. Now, you're right. The game is much different from when you and I grew up. Like I said, back then, quarterbacks got killed. You know, Bradshaw, Staubach, all the guys, Dan Fouts that I grew up with, Marino, Elway, they got crushed. Different game back then. You could hit the quarterback back then. Nowadays, you cannot. So it is a different game. Maybe that's why those guys didn't play as long, because they took more hits than they do nowadays. And I'm not saying it wasn't right or wrong. The game has changed. The NFL wants to protect their marquee attractions, which are the quarterbacks. They don't want them to get hurt. They want them to play forever because it's ratings, which ends up being money. You know, I get it. But still, what Brady's doing is just, it's amazing. It's just amazing, especially when you consider, remember, no one is saying, generally when he was with New England, he didn't have a lot of great people around him. We already talked about the running games. What was their top running back he ever had? Anyone?
Corey Dillon.
Curtis Martin for a little bit? Corey Dillon. Okay. Yeah. You know, they had that rookie too who was good, but then he wrecked himself in the Pro Bowl beach two-hand
Edwards.
Touch game. Edwards. Robert Edwards, right him. Wide receiver.
He had Randy Moss for a couple of really good years. I mean,
but that was a reclamation project, right?
But he was great, though.
He was. Randy was fantastic. But over that, they really haven't given him much. They went heavy at their tight ends, Gronk, Aaron Hernandez, guys like that. But he hasn't really always had, you know, when you think of Steve Young, you think of Jerry Rice. John Taylor was there. You know, Aikman had Irvin. You know, almost everybody had that guy, you know, through most of their career with that team. He didn't, so it's hard not to – I hated Brady for a long time, but now that I've seen him get out of New England and in Tampa, see more of his personality, he's actually kind of funny, right? Granted, I probably wouldn't want him walking into my house by mistake like he did in Tampa Bay, although that's interesting to say the least, if Tom just shows up at my door and walks right in, you know, but he's an interesting guy. I do like him more than I ever did.
All right, so look, there's a lot of different revenge games through the years. We usually use that narrative to help in fantasy, and I suppose that we will this week with Brady. In fact, when we take a look at his DFS pricing, when that comes out, I believe later today or tomorrow, he's going to be very heavily used because a lot of people are going to watch that if you are including the game on the Sunday night slate. Again, it's a Sunday night game, so different than using the all-day slate. But take a look at Brett Favre, which essentially – I mean, look, you had Peyton Manning going against his former team once. You had Drew Brees going against the Chargers a bunch of times. But really, this is the one, George, that sticks out for me, because you could just not imagine Brett Favre playing in a Vikings uniform after playing all those seasons with Green Bay and then going against a rival. And he won both games against the Packers, throwing 7 touchdowns in the 2 games, 270 yards. And Favre, I think the most amazing stat that I saw here, beside the wins, George, no interceptions. So, I mean, it was clearly the reason why I mentioned the no interceptions is because if you know anything about Brett Favre, he did not care about throwing picks. He'd throw 3 touchdowns, 2 picks, and be very happy. You can't play that way anymore in the NFL. But in those games, you could just tell he was ultra-focused. And what would you guess would be Brady's numbers Sunday night against his former team? Do you think that could you combine both of those Favre numbers and add those to Brady's one game numbers, or do you think that it's pedestrian? What do you think?
Now, New England has a better than average defense. They do, but their offense is not good. I think Brady's going to light this team up. I do. I think Antonio Brown will be back. Gronk, the x-rays were negative there, so I think he plays. So he's got everything he needs to do here. I'm sure Bill has some tricks in his sleeve, maybe. I don't know what you can have that Brady hasn't seen. But I'm going to go with, if the touchdown prop on FanDuel is over 2.5, I'm going over. All right, I'm thinking at least, I think baseline is 3, and 4 wouldn't shock me. 4 or higher wouldn't shock me. Not at all here. I got to think he's over 300. They can't run the ball, right? I mean, they're not running the ball successfully at all. Everything's through the air here. So I think the prop will be, 312.5? I'm going over that as well. Right. So I think he's going to have a big game.
Yep. Those come out on FanDuel tomorrow. So we'll have that for you tomorrow. Okay. Fantasy Reality is next. Then we have the Sports Grid 60. And then we wrap it up here for this Tuesday afternoon. Just as a quick programming reminder for those of you who watch our show every day during the week, tomorrow I will be off. I work on Sundays here, so I take the day off tomorrow. George will be back here with Davis Maddock. We'll be back with more Fantasy Sports Today and Fantasy Reality next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
We're going to get back to Fantasy Reality here in just a second here. George, ESPN reported about an hour ago that the Indianapolis Colts could be considering a trade of running back Marlon Mack. I don't know why, George. I still like Marlon Mack. I mean, he kind of felt like they drafted a running back. They just sort of dismissed him, and they went with Hines. They don't play him at all. And look, I don't know that Mack will ever be the guy that we thought he was going to be 2 years ago, but I could tell you this, George, Indy is 0-3. And if they're 1-7 at the trade deadline, I mean, there's going to be a lot of trades made by the Colts because they have been no stranger to dropping games, as we would say, with the season they drafted Andrew Luck. I mean, did they lose 15 games in a row or something like that year? So Marlon Mack could be on the move, I suppose, but probably not going to be fantasy relevant unless he ends up in a spot where the running back is out for the year or San Francisco, right? If he ends up in San Francisco, probably be good.
We don't love to end up in San Fran, right? Shanahan makes every running back worthy there. Yeah, when you were saying this, two things went through my head. One's the first thing you said. All right, things aren't going well. Their next two games aren't all that easy either. They play Miami this week. Not that they can't beat Miami, but not an easy game. And the second thing was, well, maybe this is agent-driven or Mac-driven because he's tired of not being used. They have Jonathan Taylor, who should be the featured back, and they love Hines. So he's not getting any action there. So what are the agents pushing this as well to see if maybe there's a market out there for him?
Makes sense. All right, let's turn it over to Brett Levy, and let's get some fantasy reality going.
All right, well, today we are starting with the biggest free agent news of yesterday. Josh Gordon signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. People expect him to have some sort of role in the offense, not this week, but throughout the season. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. Josh Gordon will have over 4.5 touchdowns this season with the Kansas City Chiefs. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Yeah, I think it's a fantasy. Let's just say, okay, he's signing with the Chiefs. When's he going to be ready to play for them? We're already into week 4. He's not playing week 4. Dowdy's playing week 5. So you're talking week 6, week 7, 11 games max. That's a touchdown pretty much every other game. Not seeing it. I don't know how much of a focal point he's going to be of the offense. It's still going to go through. Kelce, Hill, Hardman. And then maybe you get to Gordon here. So he's not going to be that guy, that red zone guy. He's more of a long play threat here. No, I'll say this is a fantasy. I don't see him being that kind of a threat. I said, I'm not all that interested in grabbing him in fantasy unless I'm desperate or he comes really cheap. And he won't come real cheap because it's Josh Gordon. And people are going to name value. They're going to overspend on him. Fantasy for me.
Yeah, this is a pretty good number. I could see both sides of it here because, again, you know, one receiver gets injured for KC and he becomes a factor. Also, yeah, I think we do see it a little differently in terms of the red zone. That is actually where I think he could really make his hay here because I don't see him as a deep threat anymore. We haven't seen him on a field in 2 years. I could not go over on this, but I think that there's a chance it comes close. And as the season goes on, could Gordon end up with 35 catches, 360 yards, and 5 touchdowns, tight end mediocre numbers? Yeah, I mean, I think he could. But I'm not going to bet on that. I mean, betting on Josh Gordon would be one of the big mistakes that you would have made over the last decade. So I'll bet against that. And I'm with you, George, on this. I'll say fantasy, I got Gordon for scoring 1 touchdown this season.
All right, 1 touchdown for Josh Gordon. But the Tampa Bay Rays, Craig, are still pursuing the multiple home stadium situation. I think we last heard about this maybe right before COVID, that they were pursuing Montreal to potentially play some home games there. So, Craig, since this is right down the street, literally just a left turn right out your driveway, the Tampa Bay Rays will play home games in Montreal by 2023. Is this a fantasy or reality?
George, just so you know, this is like the running joke. Joe Pizzapia used to think that because I lived in Florida, like I was very close to Jacksonville. They're like 9 hours away. St. Petersburg is like 5 hours away. But you know, Joe is not the best with geographic locations. So everywhere in Florida, he was like, you're in Florida. You know, it's like, George, it's like the equivalent of saying, George, you're in Brooklyn. You saw the Nets yesterday, right? You only have to take the Long Island Expressway. Anyway, so look, this is disheartening. This is definitely disheartening. And it is for a number of reasons. The first is because I live in South Florida covering the Marlins, and the Marlins, George, would love to be as good as Tampa Bay. You're kidding? Are you kidding me? Tampa Bay, the best organization that runs the way they do in baseball and wins every year and goes to the World Series every year and still can't make revenue, still can't afford to pay players, still don't get people to go. That's what crushes me to think if the Marlins even got to that point, what would happen here? And Marlins are going nowhere. They got the stadium contract right now that's going to have them here for at least another 20 years. So this is a reality. This is a reality. I don't think, George, they're going to get a new stadium. They want one in Tampa away from St. Pete. St. Pete is not a great location. It's away. You know, you still got to drive 30, 40 minutes to get there. Take the Sunshine Skyway in a lot of situations. The stadium definitely needs major upgrades. They cannot play baseball there forever. It was cool 15 years ago, but you're playing in Florida and you don't even have the ability to play outside. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you can't even open up the roof. Yeah, I think it's going to happen, George. I think it is. And by the way, I'm not certain it'll be Montreal, but I don't think there's a future for them there, at least full time. And some other city will support a winner like that much more. Can you imagine just basically recalling them the Expos and having them win every year for the last 10? I mean, that's what the Rays do. So very sad, but reality, I think.
Fantasy. By 23, anyway. All right. It's a reality. You want to make it by 28. That's what they can get out of the lease. All right. The city of Tampa is not going to let them do it. The union won't let them do it. What player is going to want to play? All right, we're going to be in spring training in Florida. Then we're going to go stay in Tampa while the weather's warm here and cold. Then we're going to go to Montreal. Then we're going to come back when the weather cools down. No one's going to do this. The union will never sign off on this. We're going to be part of the new CBA that allows it. It's not going to happen. Not in 23. Should it happen? Yeah, it will happen eventually. I think this is more pushing Tampa Bay to get that new stadium built. You know, we see this with other cities all the time. They threaten, and they never leave. All right, come on. The A's should have been out of Oakland forever ago. Sewage leaks up from the ground there in the playing field, in the dugouts. It's a joke. They never leave there because they can't. So, no, I don't see them leaving here. I know Gabe Morenci and I vehemently disagree on this. But, once again, there's an article written by Jeff Passan of ESPN telling you why this can't happen or it won't happen. Because, like I said, the Players Association will fight this tooth and nail because the players aren't going to want this. Oh, they'll say it's interesting, but no player's going to sign there knowing they're playing half here, half in Canada. No way they're going to want to go through that. Plus, their contract would be devalued a little bit playing with the Canadian dollar. So, no, not by 23. I do think the Rays won't be in Tampa Bay after the lease is up, but I believe that's 2028. Still going to wait 6 years for that to happen here. So, for me, this is a fantasy. It probably should happen, mind you. I think they'd be better off someplace else. And it's not all because of Tampa Bay Ray fans, by the way. My family's in Tampa. I know the area very well. I've been to some games there. It is a nightmare getting to that stadium and getting out. There's like one road leading in and out. It's a joke. I mean, really, whoever designed this or thought this up was just, what would you think? This is an independent league team that no one's going to come to? It's just terrible. It's not worth the aggravation. I live in New York. You think we argue and fight on the LIE? I mean, that's nothing compared to what's going on here after or before a game. But for me, this is a fantasy. It should happen, but more 2028.
All right. Our last question of the day. And George, this one's special for you. Paul McCartney revealed that he once met with Weird Al Yankovic. And Weird Al wanted him to, he wanted to do a cover, of Liver Let Die. He was going to call it Chicken Pot Pie. But unfortunately, Paul McCartney's wife wouldn't let it happen. So, George, we're going to start with you for this one. It's an honor to have Weird Al Yankovic parody your song. We know the answer, George, but I'm going to ask anyway. Fantasy or reality?
All right, you're making fun of me here, as I'm a big Weird Al fan. I'm not afraid to admit that. Love Weird Al. Always have. Man makes me laugh. What can I tell you? All right, another one rides the bus. I mean, come on. It's funny stuff. Eat it. I lost on Jeopardy. Funny stuff for me. Isn't it an honor? I don't know if it's an honor. I think that's a pretty strong word to have, an honor. I know if I was a singer and he was making a parody of it, I would be thrilled. It makes my song more popular. Right? I mean, the only person I ever heard get upset was Coolio, Gangsta Paradise, Amish Paradise. I know Madonna actually gave him the idea for Like a Surgeon. Yeah, that she actually said, is Weird Al going to make Like a Surgeon of this? And Weird Al ran with it. So, like I said, Michael Jackson loved it when Weird Al did his things with Eat It and Fat. So I don't know if I'd say it's an honor. I'll give a fantasy to that. I don't think it's an honor. But I think it's kind of a good thing. Once again, it just makes my song more popular. You know, and he's good at what he does. He's been around forever. He's been around 40, 50 years now. So it's not like he's going away here. I'll say fantasy for an honor. But it's certainly, I don't think it's certainly not something you should be complaining about or upset about.
Yeah, interesting. If I'm not mistaken, Paul McCartney is no longer married to the wife at the time. And of course, Linda McCartney, who passed away, then he got remarried. I think he got divorced. So I think that she's no longer in the picture. So maybe there's still a chance for this to happen. And it's shocking to me that George on this show wouldn't use the word honor with Weird Al Yankovic. And I'm going to say it is. I'm going to say it is because you really have to have made it. And you really have to have a big song out there. You had to have one. Now I don't think it matters. But you had to have a big song out there for Weird Al to parody you. So far be it from me to be the one to go against Weird Al. I'm going to say it is an honor. But ironically, George, you know, you mentioned one song that Weird Al wouldn't have, and probably wouldn't be able to do some of them, but he wouldn't have been able to do Fat these days. Like the culture just wouldn't have allowed it. Yeah, it'd be out.
No, you're right. Things have definitely changed as far as that's concerned. Yeah. I think I say to me, it's just funny. Virus Alert, I think, is a fantastic song. I think that's an original too, but about how you download some stuff. You know, it just makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. That's all it is. It's just funny stuff. You know, so I don't know why people get so upset about it. And like I said, he's been around forever. And he's he started in, I think, the late 70s by himself. And then he got in with his band. He had, and Another One Rides the Bus was the first one there. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the Tom Brady of parodies. I think that's fair, right? Fair? Yes? No? Good.
Oh, I think that's fair. Yeah. Okay. There's some guys who are close at one point, but not anymore. He's been around too long.
Yeah, still going, too. All right, we got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next right here on Sports Grid on Fantasy Sports Today. So don't leave us just yet here on this Tuesday. We have plenty more to come. As a reminder, each and every Sunday here on Sports Grid, 8 a.m. Eastern, make sure you wake up early and help you get your fantasy lineups all set, both in DFS and in season-long leagues. We do Fantasy Sports Today. It's myself and Joe Pizzapia and Matt Stryker. So make sure you tune in Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern, for our show coming up this week. We will take a brief timeout, our final timeout here on this Tuesday on Fantasy Sports Today. Here on Sports Grid, we wrap it up every day with the Sports Grid 60 seconds of commentary. Coming up next from the one, the only George Kurtz and me. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Each and every day at the end of our show, we try to leave you something to think about, or maybe it's just something that we're thinking about here on the show. And it's time that George Kurtz begins as we have the Sports Grid 60.
All right, as Craig mentioned earlier, we have an extra playoff team this year. So it's going to be six playoff games on Wild Card Weekend. And the NFL in there, I don't know what they're thinking here. They're going to have a playoff game on Monday night. Well, that sounds great. Hey, I'm sort of all for that. Boy, that's really unfair for that. That's the winner of that team. Now you're going to play a playoff game on short rest, maybe on Saturday? That's ridiculous in my mind. What are you doing, NFL? We need to make as much money as possible, and I'm sure whichever network's going to get this game on Monday night is going to pay through the nose for this. But this is, I know, and they don't care about competitive balance. They don't. They really don't. Think about what they do during the regular season. Think about what's going on this week. Carolina Panthers played on Thursday. They're playing the Cowboys this week, who played on Monday night. How does a team that already has an extra 3 days play a game against a team playing on Monday night? What are we thinking here? Like I said, that doesn't make any sense to me. While I love the idea of the playoff game on Monday night, three games. Why aren't we just going 1-4-7 on Saturday and 1-4-7 on Sunday?
It would be too easy, George, for them to make those kind of decisions. Look, 14 years ago, The Sopranos left us with the worst ending ever on television for the best show. 2 days from now, something I'm looking forward to seeing is the many Saints of Newark to see them rekindle this show and do a right that has been wrong for 14 years. Now, keep in mind, it's not going to be the same show, and James Gandolfini has passed away. His son is the star of this movie. But I, for one, am very excited to see this just because the ending of The Sopranos ended so poorly. Put me in line first, second, or third. I'll be watching this one this weekend. Thank you. I believe it is Sarah today working for us over at LTN. I believe I heard Spencer as well here helping out today. I think so. Thank you to Danny and Ryan, our producer Brett Levy. For George Kurtz, I'm Craig Mish. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. See you tomorrow at noon.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming, odds,
and more.
The others?
Nah.